You are now listening to the Flip Empire Show with Alex Pardo, episode 231.
Welcome to the Flip Empire Show, bringing you the interviews, strategies, and insights for smart real estate investors. Alex is ready to answer your questions and provide you with the tools you need to succeed in real estate, all through case studies, current real-life transactions, and proven marketing strategies. Your success and freedom starts now with your host, Alex Pardo.
Hey, hey, how's everyone doing today? Hope you guys are doing fantastic. And guys, I got a sweet but short episode here today. And there's a couple things I want to kind of talk about. So I'm going to dive right into it. First of all, hopefully you guys are rocking and rolling. I mean, we are, you know, it's crazy how fast the year goes by. You know, if you're depending on when you're listening to this, this is getting released mid-August. And so, you know, we're well into the halfway point of the year. And, it's a good opportunity every quarter. It's a good opportunity to look back and see what you've accomplished or what you feel you haven't accomplished, and then make tweaks and figure out what needs to change and understand, you know, the definition of insanity comes to mind. You know, we've all probably heard it, doing the same thing over and over and over again and expecting different results. So guys, if you're doing something, or if you have been doing something the first 8 months of the year that just isn't working, look at what that is. You know, break things down from start to finish, whatever that might be. It could be your marketing, it could be your conversions. You know, start from the very, very beginning, the genesis, and go through the process and figure out where are the leaks in the boat. You know, where could the breakdowns be happening, and pivot. You know, go in a different direction, because, you know, before you know it, if you just continue to do that, you know, November, December is going to roll around. You're going to look back at your year. You might not be satisfied or happy with, you know, the results. And it's because you just didn't make a change. Now, there's kind of a fine balance, right? And I don't have that black and white answer for you. You kind of just have to know the difference between when you've given something enough of a push and you've really, really focused on it and you need to go in a different direction versus, hey, you know, you just haven't really scratched the surface yet. Hopefully what I'm saying makes sense with you, but just wanted to kind of throw that out there because, again, you know, time goes by so fast. If you're not intentional about what you're doing, if you're not strategic, if you're not looking at your numbers, if you're not looking at your goals, if you're not getting buy-in from your team, constantly having those conversations and discussions with them, you know, again, before you know it, you wake up, you know, 2018's over, we're heading into 2019. And at some point, you know, if things aren't working, you have to really like look at your business, look at your process. And one of the things I would recommend doing, and my good friend Mark Evans DM, you know, this is something he shared at our first holiday mastermind about a year ago or so, is, you know, unplug from the business every now and then, at the very minimum, once a quarter, ideally once a month, unplug from the business, get away by yourself with just, you know, a pen and paper, and just collect your thoughts, write your thoughts, you know, just think, be with yourself, you know, and this could be like a 24-hour thing. And if you just can't do that because you have family or whatever the case might be, I totally get that. Try to unplug for an 8-hour day, you know, so instead of working one day, you know, pick a Friday or something, or even a Saturday, Sunday, whatever it might be, get away, go to a location that inspires you. You know, another good friend of mine, Trevor Mock, has talked about that on his podcast, Caracast, how he likes going to the mountains and he likes, jumping on his mountain bike, you know, and like he's in his zone there. He's in his element. Figure out what that is for you. You know, for me, I love being by the water. Absolutely love the water. And anytime I have an opportunity to just go out there, I just feel different. I don't know if it's just, it's more tranquil, it's more peaceful, serene, whatever it might be, but just figure out where your happy spot is, figure out where you're in your zone, disconnect. I highly recommend getting in and around nature. Something to be said for just kind of being in the outdoors, at least for me. And so whatever that might be, figure that out, unplug, disconnect, collect your thoughts, and ask yourself thought-provoking questions. You know, don't ask why is something happened. Ask, you know, how can this be better? Or what else can I do? Or who else do I need to get in contact with? Or whatever the case might be, depending on, you know, whatever it is you're thinking about or trying to solve, you know, whatever you're trying to take to another level. Ask yourself those thought-provoking questions and you're going to get much, much better answers. Guys, aside from that, I just wanted to kind of touch base with you. you know, about a week ago, I got back from a 17-day trip to Europe with my family. It was an amazing time. Hopefully, we're connected on social media. And I feel so blessed, grateful, and fortunate to have a small team around me that keeps things moving. You know what I mean? Whether I'm here or whether I'm not. And I think it's important that, as you know, you guys know that this year I've kind of been on a leadership kick, from reading books to just listening to podcasts and encouraging feedback from my team members as to how I can be a better leader. And one of those things I'm constantly just asking them is, hey, how can I be a better leader for you? What resources do you need? Getting them involved. How can we do things bigger, better, faster, cheaper, without sacrificing quality or integrity? That's one of the questions I ask my team members, one of the questions I ask myself. And I get them involved in the business, get them involved in the process, you know, not just their specific role, because that goes without saying, but just more high level, making sure that they understand the vision, where we're going, the direction we're heading in, get that buy-in. And then also, you know, it's important that you communicate with them how important they are to you and your business, you know, and that they play a key role, from the virtual assistant all the way up to the COO or the integrator, if you have one. You know, just, I was recently talking to somebody about, you know, hey, how do I incentivize my team? How do I hold them accountable? And you can't always throw money at the problem or the challenge, or you can't always throw money at rewards, you know, or how to reward someone. Sometimes people kind of just need a pat on the back, or sometimes people want to know that you care and that they're important. That's why on previous episodes, I've talked about, you know, getting to know your team on a personal level, find out what makes them tick, what drives them, and then use that information to help them get there. Right. And sometimes it's words of encouragement. That's why, you know, aside from getting to know them on a personal level, having them go through the DISC assessment or Colby, you know, the more information you can gather about your team, what makes them who they are, what's important to them, the better it's going to be for you, the better it's going to be for them, the better it's going to be for the business. I mean, it's a win-win-win all the way around. Okay. And then the last thing I just kind of wanted to touch on here before I wrap it up is, I definitely want to encourage you guys to listen to some previous episodes. There's one in particular that I kind of want to highlight, and it's the one with Haim that I did. It's if you go to flipempire.com/episode224, or if you just go to flipempire.com, you can search in the search bar for Haim. This is actually the second episode I did with him, but what I really, really appreciated about Haim is that he got so vulnerable and so transparent, and he talked about, you know, he had a very successful virtual wholesaling business out in Memphis, where he was doing 5 to 6 figures a month consistently, but he just wasn't happy. He wasn't fulfilled. And about a year, maybe 15 months ago, he went in a different direction, and he completely made a pivot. Even though he was making money, he just wasn't happy. He wasn't fulfilled. And he completely changed his business model, you know, and now he's doing high-end flips out in the West Coast. And, you know, it's something I want to encourage you to listen, because this business shouldn't just be about money. Yes, we all work. We need money. We want money because it's a vehicle to do the things we want to do, to help people, to provide for our families, to travel, to buy shiny toys, whatever it is that makes you tick, or whatever it is that you want money for. It could be investments. It's just a vehicle. But the business, I think, when it's about more than that, it's more sustainable. Does that make sense? It's something that can grow. It's got to be more than you and more than just money. So I want to encourage you to listen to that episode, because I think it can act as a source of inspiration for you if you're just not feeling happy, if you're just not feeling fulfilled. So guys, that's all I got. Like I said, it was going to be a pretty short episode here. Really, really appreciate you. Again, I want to just make a small request. If this is your first time listening to the show, welcome. Don't do a thing. Just subscribe to the show, continue to stay plugged in, you know, and I promise you, I'm going to do everything in my power to deliver as much value to help you personally, to help your business. If you've been listening to the show for a while and it's helped you, I have one small request of you. If you can just head over to flipempire.com/iTunes and just leave an honest rating and review there. You know, you may or may not know this, but the iTunes really leans heavily on the ratings and reviews as far as how it ranks the podcast. And my goal, my mission, is to get this into as many ears as possible. And the only way I can do that is if, you know, you guys stay connected, you guys continue to give me feedback as to what you want to hear, what I can do to help you in your business and you know, progress you towards your goals, your dreams, whatever that might be. So if you guys can just take a quick minute, leave an honest rating and review. You know, a lot of times on podcasts, people ask for a 5-star rating. I'm not asking for that. I'm asking for an honest rating and review. If you love it, let me know. If you don't, let me know. And I'm fortunate to have well over 100 5-star ratings. And so really, really just appreciate every single review, regardless of what it might be. So if you can head over to flipempire.com/iTunes, I would greatly, greatly appreciate it. And guys, I look forward to catching you on the next one. Take care.
That's all for this episode of the Flip Empire Show. But we have you covered with even more expertise and resources on our website. Text EMPIRE to 67076 or head over to flipempire.com to join the newsletter and gain free instant access to our video module training course called 5 Ways to Scale Your Real Estate Wholesaling Business to 6 Figures in 6 Months or Less. For more interviews, strategies, and insights for the smart real estate investor, we'll catch you next time here on the Flip Empire Show.